Yeah, there you go. It's nearly that time of year, isn't it, when we're heading into concerts like that. Beautiful rendition there of O Holy Night. That is Dr. Gavin Ring and Nicola Ring, of course, singing. And I'm delighted to say this is all going to be played out on Saturday, November 22nd at 8 p.m. for O'Connell 250 in the Daniel O'Connell Memorial Church. Dr. Gavin Ring and Peter O'Donoghue, who is choral conductor and musical director of the Galway Baytones and the Lismoron Singers, is with me on the line. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining me this morning.
Morning, Jerry. How are things?
Very good, very good, Gavin. Listen, that's a little taster of what's going to happen next Saturday night. How special a concert is this to be in the context of what's happened so far this year for O'Connell 250?
Absolutely. And just before I expand on that, I just want to say a massive thank you to Creative Ireland, Kerry County Council and the Department of Culture, Communications and Sport for supporting this incredible event, and not least your wonderful selves at Radio Kerry. Of course, this concert on the 22nd of November is being recorded for broadcast and streaming, so it'll go out on Christmas Eve on Radio Kerry and on the Radio Kerry YouTube channel. So we're very, very grateful to all those wonderful partners to make this event possible. Yeah, it's an incredible event, Jerry, obviously within the context of the Daniel O'Connell 250th celebrations this year. Actually, O Holy Night was written on the year of O'Connell's death in 1840.
Okay, I think we've lost connection with Gavin. Gavin, can you hear me? Okay, we'll try and re-establish a line with Dr. Gavin Ring there in a moment. Can you hear me, Gavin?
Yeah, sorry, go on away.
You're back, sorry. You were just talking there about marking the anniversary. No, I think we've lost Gavin. Peter, you're going to have to step into the breach first for a moment to get Gavin back on the line. Tell me
Gavin
about your involvement.
Great information.
indeed. Tell me about your involvement and the Galway Baytones.
Yes, well, I'm musical director for the Galway Baytones, and I'm also very, very good friends with Gavin. We go back years, and he's actually got us, he got me down to Carras Éireann a few times. We've performed there with a group called the Corona Beards before, so Carras Éireann, I must say we love it. It's such a great place to be, and we're really looking forward to it. But when Gavin rang about this project, initially we were trying to see, could we just come up with what type of choir and how would we do this, because I know Gavin did this online about 5 years ago now, and it was a completely online thing because we were obviously in the depths of COVID. And
yeah.
He did this amazing thing where they did O Holy Night, and he had people from all around probably all around the world really who sent in their videos and created the chorus for Gavin singing O Holy Night in the cathedral. So when he rang me about it and said, you know, could we recreate this, because I think Kerry County Council were very interested in doing this as well. So he says, I wonder what would your thoughts be on recreating this. And I said, well, God, look, this is going to be it's a little bit different than somebody just recording their verse on Holy Night and sending it in, and we can just piece it all together and you can just send it out and it'll be great. You know, this is going to be a real we decided it has to be a real community thing. Excuse me. So to do that, we decided then to make sure that everybody would be able to sing the same thing. So, you know, initially when he rang, I said, well, okay, we'll do four-part harmony and we'll do all these great things that it was saying, but we only have the people for the night before and the day of to rehearse this. And we want this to be inclusive for the community. So from children to adults to people who've never sang before anything like this, that it would be accessible for them as well. So we decided to just keep it the simple tune when it comes in, to be able to sing along with Gavin and Nick. And that everybody could do it. So I suppose my job with the O Holy Night, or just the O Holy Night, is to try and piece that all together. And from a rehearsal the night before and from the morning of and in the evening, we've got rehearsals to be able to make it a really good show for that evening. But as you were saying, I have the Galway Baytones coming down, and they're a great bunch of lads in Galway. And we're going to come down and we're going to sing some Christmas songs for you. They're an all-male a cappella group. And we're going to do five or six Christmas songs as well. But just actually, it was funny. I was listening to you. I was listening to you beforehand, and you were saying about your greatest sporting moments. Well, we were in rehearsals in Galway last night, and during my rehearsals at the Galway Baytones, they're all looking at me diligently, and I'm expecting them to be all absolutely on me. One of them goes, goal, goal! The Irish scored a goal. And then another, goal! And then, of course, the third goal came, which was Cristiano Ronaldo getting sent off. So we were delighted. So they weren't concentrating fully last night. But,
no.
But I can guarantee they're going to give a great performance Saturday week.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. Gavin, we've got you back. Listen, how do people get tickets? How do they get involved if you want to?
Well, as Jerry, the best things in life are free, and this concert is a free event, so people can just rock up on the night. The Daniel O'Connell Memorial Church is an enormous building, and if we wanted to actually open up the whole church, we'd probably seat about 2,500 people. So we'll have more than we'll have room for more than the population of Castlevine itself.
Brilliant, brilliant. That's great. Well, look, good luck with it. Looking forward to it. Should be brilliant. And that is the Daniel O'Connell 250 anniversary celebrations concert, and it's taking place in the Daniel O'Connell Memorial Church next Saturday, 22nd November at 8 p.m. Gavin Ring and Peter, thanks so much for talking to us on the programme this morning. There's Peter O'Donoghue and Dr. Gavin Ring as well. Loads of your views and comments just to wrap up the show. New home building is very welcome, but caller says investment in the root causes of homelessness needs to go hand in hand with this. This caller believes if mental health supports are available, particularly to young people, the amount of people falling into homelessness could significantly be reduced. It's a fair point. Jerry, my greatest sporting memory, Shawnee O'Shea's winning kick into the hill versus Dublin 2022. Congratulations to Ireland last night. Great goals by Troy Parrott. Great performance by all. Wishing them the best on Sunday versus Hungary. Hopefully they'll get the victory. That's from Liam Dennehy from Bonadlana in Coro. Good morning, Jerry. John Griffin winning two Dublin City Marathons. What an achievement. That's my top sporting achievement and memory. And hi, Jerry. Recently, I came across a copy of the Sunday Independent of 2021. Boldly on the front page, it stated 500 million to sort housing problem. Is that all under the water on the bridge now? Where did that money go, or was it ever spent?